We are moving toward the tail end of Hispanic Heritage Month, which means some special music for you and for me. In a few seconds, we're going to review some live recordings from NPR's Tiny Desk. That is the performance space just a couple steps from my assigned desk in D.C. NPR's Alt Latino program took over that space, rebranded it El Tiny. And with us now are Alt Latino hosts Ana Maria Sayer and Felix Contreras. Ana, Felix, welcome back.
Hey,
thanks for having us.
Great. So we are just going to launch in and listen. First up is Chicano singer-songwriter Danny Lux. So naturally, D. Lux is his latest album's name. Let's play it. Oh boy, that voice. And Danny Lux, I understand, is all of 19 years old. He performed at the Coachella Music Festival this year, where it turns out his father used to work. On a romance, love, tell us more about his music and his team.
Romance and love is exactly what I would use to describe Danny Lux. He is one of those rising stars coming out of what I would honestly call the regional Mexican revolution at this point. It's basically this genre of music that has been taking over the global charts this year. It's traditionally coming out of northern Mexico, southwestern United States, and it's something that has been really exciting to see that this music has been exploding this year. Danny Lux is kind of one of the really interesting stars of the moment. He's just on the rise, and he's doing this kind of sad sireno thing, which is very emotional, very soft. I think that's what's been a huge part of his popularity, is just all of the young people on TikTok who really gravitate towards the way that he's able to emote. So it's really, really was exciting to have him in the space with us.
Well, his smooth voice just delivers all you just described. And our next artist is Becky G of California. Turns out she collaborated with the aforementioned Danny Lux, and we're going to hear now Cries in Spanish. Nunca supe cómo acabó la serie. No voy a los viernes, quiero saber si este dolor lo sientes y si en el pecho un corazón tienes al chile. Now, Becky G's first hit was Shower, made her a star. It was sweet and catchy. Now, this, Ana, to me, sounds a little more plaintive.
Ugh, yeah, I mean, Becky G as an artist has been on quite an interesting journey. So she did start kind of in that fun teen poppy space with Shower, and then couldn't really quite carve out a space for herself in the English-speaking pop market, and pivoted actually to the Spanish-speaking world and has completely skyrocketed in the Latin music space. She is, to this day, one of the largest Latin artists in the playing field right now. And so this album, actually, that she just put out, this song is off of that album, Cries in Spanish. It's a completely regional Mexican album, which is really incredible to hear from an artist like her, because that is not really a style or a genre she's played in before, but it is really an honest testament, an honest, I would say, almost like homage to her roots. She's from Inglewood, California, but she has roots in northern Mexico. And so I think this is something that's really meaningful for her family, and definitely for a huge subset of her fan base who, you know, grew up listening to this music, loves this music, lives by this music. So it's really exciting that she's pivoted and finally put something out that honors all of us.
Yeah, well, and getting to be there live must have been something. Okay, Felix, we transition now. What's the Spanish word for transition?
You could say un cambio, okay?
Un cambio. Okay, we have queued up the Dominican rapper Jay Noah. Tú sobrepasas la tuya de perico. Mi compenco narcisista que padecen de perfidia. Su pepensa siempre está llena porque comen pura envidia. Yo no estoy fría con nadie ni a temperatura tibia porque yo no lambo pa' que me den un lago en la silla. Juego con su pato mente como si fuera de un niño. Si me da la gana. Well, Felix, she is, do I have this right, 17?
Yes,
and she proclaims herself the daughter of rap. Oh my goodness, what a talent.
Yes, she is 17. In fact, her Tiny Desk performance was her first time performing off the island, as a matter of fact. So we were very, very honored that we had her. She's one of these artist who just seems to naturally come to mix the language of Spanish and then mix it with the flow, with the energy, with the rapid rhythm, rhythmic take of language that's popular, that is essential, basically, in rap and hip-hop. And that's what she does. There's a section of her song, there's a section of her performance where she just unleashes. And I got to say, it reminded me of me hearing, from my age bracket, hearing Charlie Parker for the first time, right? It's so rapid, so fluid, so commanding, so technically flawless. That's what she brings to the table. She really killed it behind the desk.
Yeah. And what was it like to be at the desk, Anna, for this?
Oh, my God. It was like one of those things where you're sitting there and you know history is being made. Like, you know you're going to be able to tell everyone, I was there when. Mm.
All right. One more song to play. We had the Venezuelan band Rawayana. And they came with some of their friends to the performance at NPR's Tiny Desk. And here is some of what they played. I don't know how you stand still or sit still listening to that.
We don't.
You don't, yeah. But there's a story, political upheaval in Venezuela. Many of us have heard about the challenges there for years, and it forced the members of Rawayana to leave Venezuela. And then they went back, performed there for the first time in 6 years at a festival in Caracas. Felix, has this turmoil affected their sound, you think?
I think that all musicians who originally started in Venezuela, it has, what's going on there has impacted their sound, or at least impacted them personally for sure. And a lot of the bands that we've been watching in Alt Latino going back, you know, to 2010, some of those bands, they've relocated, some of them are in New York, some of them have stayed. And so, you know, it's a little difficult to actually sing about what's going on. But there are, as with protest music in other Latin American countries, there are veiled references, there's metaphors, there's all this other stuff. And that's one of the ways that the musicians in Venezuela are able to express all the things that are going on within them and around them.
Yeah. And just to wrap up, I want to put this question to both of you. For those of us who don't get to listen to live music very often, what was it like seeing, listening to, experiencing such a broad range of artists in person? The Tiny Desk is a tiny space. You're right there.
Yeah, no doubt. I get invigorated. I get hopeful. Because the amount of amazing talent among young musicians that you're going to hear in our takeover of El Tiny this month proves my mantra about the limitless variety of music under the umbrella of Latin music. And that Tiny Desk space, you have to perform as if it's like the third of the way through your set and you've built up to this emotional high point. These musicians come and from the first note at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, they deliver. And I think that is testament to the ability of the musicians and the magic of the space.
I always love to say that the Tiny Desk is kind of like specially perfect for Latin artists, because it's this space where, you know, any artists get to come in and showcase something that we don't typically get to see from them. But a Latin artist comes in and not only does that, but really represents their full self, really represents where they're from, you know, whether it's Rawayana really bringing so much of Venezuela, the heart of Venezuela, to this kind of like mundane office space, or whether it's Evie Queen, who we just had, who comes in is like Puerto Rico, has the flag up, like really like arriba la bandera, and shows that pride. It's just like, to me, I feel so honored that I get to be a participant in something that is so resonant and so important for so many people who are watching in completely different parts of the world, and get to see that pride, get to see that expression, get to see that like love of culture and identity. It's just beautiful to me.
That is Alt Latino host Ana Maria Sayer and her fellow host Felix Contreras. They've been dishing on live performances at NPR during this Hispanic Heritage Month. And for all of it, just search NPR's Tiny Desk. In your search bar, you will find it. Ana, Felix, thank you as always.
Thank you, man.
Oh, thank you.